Hello?
Hello? Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just conducted a public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick? Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper or advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign? No? And as you are aware, very few people actually vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Mm-hmm. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how would you vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Were you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely?
Yes, so, very likely.
Very likely, okay. And I want to thank you for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, which of a political party are you registered with? Democrat, Republican, or non-party affiliation?
Democrat.
A Democrat, thank you.
Republican. Used to be
Republican. Moving on. What is your main racial background? Just to make sure we're talking with everybody in your community. African-American or Black, Asian, White Caucasian or Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. Moving on. Now, is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
46.
Okay, thank you, to 55. And, okay, here we go. Okay, moving on. Generally speaking, ma'am, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? What's your opinion, generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge?
I think they're on the right track.
On the right track? Right direction? Or on the wrong track?
The right track.
The right track, okay. Now, from the following list, what is the one thing the local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, or flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, or corruption in local government, or housing and property insurance costs, or quality of life, growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety. If you have to pick one.
All of them.
I know, all of them. Yeah, I wish, you know. But you pick one just for the sake.
The cost of living and the climate is, I think, sea level rises. But, I mean, the cost of things is still high, so, I mean, it's, I don't
like
know.
The inflation and the cost of things, like groceries and gas?
Yeah, but long-term sea level rise.
Okay.
But immediately, I don't know. There's only going to be one answer?
Yeah, one, if you select one. I know they're all important to you, ma'am, but if you can select one, just for the sake of a research, the one thing the local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address, so it would make your daily life better. What would it be?
The cost of things.
Okay, like gas and all the groceries and all that, right?
Yeah.
Well, although it's a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Will you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Democrat.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now,
yes.
I'm going to reach you real quick a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Would you please tell me, ma'am, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know, okay, so we can move on. Here's the first one. Raquel Regalado, favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know. Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable? Somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about Cindy Lerner? Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know her.
Okay. Never heard of it? Okay. How about Richard Presnick? Have you heard of that person?
No.
Okay.
No.
Never heard of it? Okay. Moving on. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates From who would you vote? Daniela Lavín-Cava, Manny
yes.
C, or
yes.
Alexander Orola? Daniela?
Daniela, yeah.
Okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Ms. Daniela Lavín-Cava?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. And now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Presnick? If you have to pick one.
I don't know. Can I say
okay.
I don't know? Unsure.
Okay. Okay. Now, you know, there's no right or wrong answers. It's your opinion that matters. Okay? Now, if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Just for the sake of research. You mm-hmm. lean towards Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard the Presnick?
Maybe Cindy, I guess.
Cindy Lerner? Okay, moving on. Now, generally speaking, do you think that Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government? What's your opinion? And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, for whatever you heard, you think she's part of the problem or part of the solution?
I don't know, because I thought she was doing okay, but then something she did, because I'm from Key Biscayne, I don't know what she heard.
Okay.
I just like
okay.
a couple things she said, maybe part of the problem.
Part of the problem. Should I record that as your answer? Okay, let's move on. On a different topic now. Mayor Daniela Lavín-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. Now, the proposal mm-hmm. will borrow $2.5 billion to fund mm-hmm. affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. Now, to fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably?
Definitely yes.
Okay. Now, moving
they
on.
They do stupid things with the stadium, and they do all these stupid things, and she's part of the solution.
I understand.
Okay,
but let me.
So how much more?
Just a few more minutes so I can use the ones you already gave me. I'll speed it up for you, okay? I'm going to read you real quick the series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And if it makes no difference, you let me know, okay, man? As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resiliency, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. That will make you to vote for her much more, somewhat less, or much less, or it makes no difference?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. And Raquel, since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live in a long-time residence, including seniors and fixed incomes have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Will that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less? Okay. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants or affordable housing, and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference to support her?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And Raquel Regalado believes that key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underlying and rideshare auctions. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference, and support Ms. Regalado.
Somewhat more.
Okay, mm-hmm. And Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado mm-hmm. has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Now, Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Same question, same options. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no different.
I guess so. Somewhat more.
Okay, and Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference to support her?
No difference.
Okay, and currently several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference?
I don't know enough about her to say, I would say no difference.
Okay, and as the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism at the called safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference, and support her.
Somewhat more.
Okay.
Go ahead. Keep going.
And as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve the everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like our permitting. Much more, somewhat more, so much less, or no difference when it comes to support her?
No difference.
No difference. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done. Now I'm going to reach you real quick a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner and the election for Miami-Dade County. And if it makes no difference, you let me know. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Would that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, influence, peddling. Same question, same option. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynnewood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land with the U.S. and unincorporate Miami-Dade to increase her budget and its spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. When you hear that statement, will that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Much less.
Much less? Okay. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on the middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Much more, somewhat more, so much less, or no difference when it comes to support her. Much less. Okay. And Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on the sea level rise and flooding, and to be and to be the voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. When you hear that statement, will that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, so much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. As the mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents at a town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing, and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Much less.
much less. Thank you. Listening is just up, man. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary...
Hold on one second.
Yeah, take your time.
I did that because I would have put the label on it. I didn't do that.
Okay.
Did somebody else sign it? Or okay. Oh, wait a minute. Is my initial on here? No. Okay. I didn't do that. I have nothing to do with that. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Gene DeLearn, or Richard Presnick?
None?
Okay,
I don't know.
No, I know you have to probably do more research, but if you have to choose today, which one would you lean towards? Raquel Regalado, Gene DeLearn, or Richard Presnick? If you have to choose today. You know,
I can't because I don't know the third guy at all. No,
understand, man. Now, prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on the social media sites like Instagram or TikTok? Yes or no?
I don't follow her.
You don't follow her? Never been to an event for her either, right?
Now,
the following are the list of websites online, a newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Can you please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all? The Key Biscayne Independent. Do you follow that regularly?
Yes.
Okay. And the local political blogs. Regularly, not regularly, or not at all?
Which one?
The local political blogs?
No, I don't.
No, not at all? Okay. The Miami's community news, regularly? Not regularly?
No.
Or do not follow? No?
Sure.
AM Talk or New Radio? Do you follow them? No? Okay.
No.
And Only and Date, do you follow that? Regularly?
No, once in a while, though. It's...
Okay.
Comedy sometimes.
Not
yeah.
regularly? Well, okay. How about the FM radio? Regularly, not regularly, or not following?
Regularly.
Okay. Okay. How about local news like the Miami Herald or the New Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
Once in a while, not regular.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to ask you just a few demographic questions. So before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. When it comes, if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of the formal education that you have completed? High school, some college, trade school, college graduate, and associate? College graduate with bachelor's?
I have a doctorate degree and an MBA.
Postgraduate degree? Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, ma'am. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you, ma'am. Goodbye.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye.